Welcome to episode 2 of Ours Protect with me, John Morley. In this episode, we'll be discussing food waste with Adam Mullins, the founder of the Student Pantry at the University of Galway, and Rebecca Mooney, Climate Action Officer with Galway County Council. We'll also hear from pupils of Lacan National School, St. Gerald's College, and Briarhill National School on the topic of food waste. Ours Protect is funded by Commission Yamon with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Galway Bay FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. All this and a lot more coming up on Ours to Protect. Today's programme, let's hear from the pupils of Lacan National School. They've been speaking to Chloe Nolan.
Food waste is basically food that is left over that we do not eat and it goes into the environment and it's not good for the world.
Food that's uneaten gets thrown away or like not finished, and then like it can release poisonous gases into the air.
Do you know what happens to food waste after we throw it away?
Food waste gets collected and goes to an authorised treatment facility for processing. It produces harmful greenhouse gases such as methane and CO2. 1 ton of methane has the same amount of global warming as 25 tons of CO2.
It goes into a bin and the pollution is very bad, then it goes up into the air and it's not good for our environment.
And why is that a problem?
Because it could affect our ozone layer.
How much food waste do you think comes from your home?
Probably not a lot, because we finish all of it and we get big meal plans.
And what do you do to help reduce food waste?
You could like eat leftovers or feed your leftovers to animals.
You could stop wasting food and getting too much. And you could start composting your food. And if you have leftovers, you could feed it to your pets or any animals.
And do you compost at home or in school?
I compost at home. We have a composter beside the sink and it's very helpful.
I think food waste is a problem because it could go to pollution and it can cause gases in the air and it can go into the sea and harm some fish.
This is Ours to Protect. We're looking at food waste all this programme, and I'm joined now in studio by Adam Mullins, who is the founder of the Student Pantry. Adam, thank you for joining us in the programme today. Tell us a bit about why you got interested in food waste when you were young.
It was really just at the home. I grew up in a really community-centred household, and my mum actually took part in some sort of education programme, and in it she had to do a case study herself, and she decided to do it on crab claws, weirdly. And she was doing it on the crab claws she got from Lidl, and she seen they were imported from Indonesia, and she was like, oh my God, I just binned crab claws last week. And she was like, the food miles on those crab claws, and then I just binned them in the end because they're out of date. So that kind of shifted mum to a more food-centered kind of focus, and then I just kind of followed my mum because she's cool and I was, you know, a bit of a role model.
So how did you go about founding the Student Pantry here in Galway?
So I was very lucky. I got involved in my mum's initiative in Donegal, which is the community pantry. And so I got a lot of mentoring through that. And then when I moved to Galway, I was here for about a year. And then I was really struggling financially, say, and was thinking of the project I was involved in Donegal. And I was thinking, crap, if there's loads of waste in Donegal, and I live up in the Shticks, up in the very north, up in a small town called Clamanny, if we have enough waste there to feed loads of people, in a big city like Galway, there must be loads. So I contacted my mum, contacted Food Cloud, seen was it possible for me to maybe look at doing something here. And then kind of just did a bit of a rogue version of it myself. Got a big freezer from my old community centre in Clamanny and put it into a small shed at the back of my student accommodation and just kind of went with it from there.
So talk to us how it worked back in those days, Adam.
So back then it was really just like ad hoc. It was straight like from the gun. We were driving. I actually didn't drive at the time, so I had to get friends who could drive to drive me to all the local supermarkets in Galway, or else I'd have to walk there and walk back to my student accommodation. And we'd collect all their surplus food, so anything that was going out of date or frozen before it went out of date. And we'd take it back to my house, we'd just fill the freezer, and I would just text into a group chat or text anyone I knew and said, hey, I have these products today, do you want to swing by, or I can drop by your house? And just trying to find people who could use it and prevent it from going to waste.
And how has it developed from there?
So slowly over the last few years, I've got more and more support from the university. And at the moment, we're at like a great point, like kind of the dream point where I've always sort of aimed to get to, where we're fully funded, fully supported by the Student Union in the University of Galway. Have our own massive commercial grade space, huge fridges, huge freezers, really looking like a proper grocery store. And it's so big now that Food Cloud deliver everything directly to me straight from a warehouse they have in Galway. And it's amazing. It's literally got to the point where I never thought I could have. It's like the dream.
And how does the business model work, Adam?
So the business model I've always approached it with was, initially I was paying for everything, the fuel, all the cost of getting the food, and I was going absolutely broke. But the goal was to get it to the point where it was too good for it to fail. And then I went to the university and I was saying, listen, this is a really good model. You can see how great it's going. The cost of this is so minute in terms of like the fees we pay to be at the university. So I said, I can't keep this going. If yous could fund this, it would be great. And we then were funded by the Society's office, and now we're funded by the Student Union. So the kind of business model is, students don't pay. You're paid loads for their fees. The cost of running the pantry is ridiculously low. This year we're on track to do around €500,000 worth of groceries redistributed to students for completely free, and it'll cost the Student Union in around maybe €20,000 to run the whole service. That includes like delivery cost, procurement cost, wages, everything, for nearly €500,000 worth of groceries, which is a massive return on investment. So I have always pushed it that students shouldn't pay. It's about putting their fees and the fees that we're paying the university to a good use, and really making the students feel appreciated and making it like not sustainable but achievable to live a sustainable lifestyle. Because usually to buy the organic stuff or to buy the sustainable product, it's usually a high price tag. So we're trying to make it more reachable.
Because how big of a problem is food waste here in Galway, Adam?
Oh, it is. It's crazy. I'm very lucky to be like partnered so close with Food Cloud, and even like say partnered with restaurants like Kai and stuff like that. So you have great mentors and great people you can see who are really combating it. But I'm a professional chef. I work as a chef as well at the moment. And you see, no matter how hard places are trying, it's disgusting. Whether it's scraps left on a plate in a restaurant, whether it's the scraps to make that plate, whether it's like the grocery stores of, like, we're inundated at the moment with Easter eggs. Every day, gorgeous Easter eggs that are in date till the end of the year, but we're getting them because they're out of season. Not because they're out of season in terms of there's new potatoes coming that are like fresh seasoned potatoes. No, because it's not Easter anymore, so no one will buy Easter eggs. So this gorgeous, great chocolate, Cadbury chocolate, just go into the bin. It's mad.
And in terms of studying food waste and how best to tackle it, I know you've done a bit in that regard with ATU.
Yeah, so once again, Food Cloud are just really championing this idea of preventing food waste and combating it from everywhere, from the grocery stores to the household. So they have a really good course that's free online, and it's all about educating you around food waste in the household, because that's where you can prevent, like you can prevent it. Anyone can prevent it at their own household. Just really key talking points like preventing you from purchasing a product thinking you're going to prevent food waste because it's going out of date soon, but then you get it at home, it's in your fridge, you forget about it, then it goes out of date. So it's about you trying to like take advantage of it as much as you can by buying longer lasting products and being aware of and keeping in mind of what's in the fridge and how you can kind of shift it and mix up recipes and stuff like that. It's a really good project.
And does the student pantry run throughout the summer as well, or will it be coming back in September?
Yeah, so one of my key points when I was getting the new kind of contractor funding from the university with the Student Union was I wanted it to be open all year. Usually there's a big drop off from September to April and the summer. So we lose around 70% of our students on campus. But for us in the pantry, we're retaining around 50% of them, which is still massive. So now we're typically doing around €20,000 a month of groceries redistributed minimum. So like, it's still a massive impact. It's still less than it's costing for the running operations for a year. So it still has really proven itself.
And tell us how it operates Monday to Friday or to the weekend as well.
So at the moment, we're only running on Mondays and Fridays. The way it works is I come in around 8:30, 9 a.m. in the morning, get prepped. My delivery comes anywhere between 9 and say 9:40. Delivery comes in, then I just spend all morning unpacking, food safety checks, making sure products aren't damaged, making sure there's nothing spilt, making sure the stuff is actually in date that's supposed to be in date, or if something has spilt, what it's like contaminated and stuff like that. Sometimes washing produce, unpacking, filling all the shelves, filling all the fridges, filling all the freezers. And then around 2 o'clock, we do our first lot just to kind of redistribute the queue. So it's not just one massive queue. And then we do a second queue at 3:30. And then after that, it's just walk-ins. Mm. So that's just Mondays and Fridays.
A lot of work involved in that as well, Adam.
Yes, it sounds like a soft job, but it is really tiring, especially in a day like this when it's so warm.
And is there, I suppose, concern on your end in terms of making sure you set all those checks and balances? Is that a big concern with it?
No, I'm very, very lucky to the fact of I had the experience of working in the community pantry in Kilmaine Community Centre when it initially started and helping run that under my mum for a long time. And then being a chef for 8 years now or something like that, I have a good like heavy base in terms of food safety that it's quite easy for me. It's like second nature to just be checking fruit and veg all the time. It is a lot though, but I managed to get it done safely every day. Fingers crossed.
And what are your ambitions with the student pantry going forward?
The goal in doing this was to kind of to educate the youth on food waste first, and then to help them around food crises. Like it's expensive to get groceries nowadays. And to really set an example to the young people to show them, if I can do it, I'm barely getting through my degree. Like I'm not a really smart, well-educated man. I'm a young lad. If I can do it, you can do it. So partially just to like inspire the youth. I'm not saying that I'm a really inspirational guy or anything like that, but to say, listen, if I've managed to do something that's doing good, you can definitely do it as well. Another like pipe dream of mine, or not pipe dream, is to end up doing this all around Ireland. I'd love when I'm done my degree or in the next year or two to have one of these in every university. They do a world of good. They help people get through their degrees. Like your most fragile time as a human being is typically when you're in university and you're trying to make it on your own. You're not sheltered. You have a lot of experiences there that really rattle you and take time to get through. So the goal is to help people get through that and set a good example.
Very important now with the cost of living crisis and also problems with rent as well.
Yeah. Like I'm renting as well and my rent ain't cheap. My house is lovely though. So it's nice to have that. But it is crazy. The kind of cost of living, it's an absolute crisis. There's no other word for it. Groceries are just going up. I'm in Tesco's every day and I'm shocked. Like I don't know how we're all supposed to be getting through it. And then you're in lectures or whatever and people are telling you shouldn't be working, you should be focused on your degree, but you can't. I don't know how some people afford to be in college and not work at the same time. It's just so expensive to do anything.
And do you have any advice for people at home in terms of reducing their food waste in the house?
Yeah, I always feel bad when I get asked this question, because for me, the easy answer is to just be really fluid with your cooking, to be able to like ebb and flow and shift, if you get me. So if you're making a chicken curry and then you've had your chicken curry and you see, geez, I have loads of rice left over, make fried rice the next day and stuff like that. And it is much easier for someone like me who cooks professionally and knows a lot about like different recipes and whatnot. But as a young person, that's all we can do. Groceries are so expensive, so it is kind of taking advantage of that as much as you can. I always just try and have at least one protein and one veg in every meal. I accept that I'm not really going to live in the life of luxury at the moment, which is sad. Like we should be able to have a proper, healthy, amazing diet every day. But just to try and mix it up and be willing to try something weird. Like if you have lettuce that's going out of date, have like a lettuce wrap instead of a tortilla wrap or whatever. Mm. But that's all I could really say.
And would you consider bringing out a cookbook to deal with food waste in the future?
I've initially wanted to do some sort of app for the student pantry and have that mass rolled out, and in it I would do recipes as well. But yeah, I have recently hummed and hawed on doing some sort of a cookbook. I'm not professionally trained though, so I feel like I might get a naughty eye from a few good chefs or whatever. But as a dyslexic man as well, like I wonder how good a job I would do and how people would feel about reading a book that might be spelt wrong. But yeah, it would be cool dream, especially just to do kind of that food waste focus of we're throwing in the scraps, like simple stuff like using your cutoffs for soups and stuff like that. But yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Adam Mullins, the founder of the Student Pantry, thank you for joining us on Irish to Protect.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Now it's time to hear from the pupils of Briar Hill National School.
Food waste is when you throw out food that you have left over and you don't eat it.
It is a problem because then we have to throw them away, and then that means we have to use more energy in machines or like from humans to make more, and then that means some of those will also get waste, and that just the cycle continues.
Food waste could come from anywhere, really. At home, in shops, or it could even come from your school, etc.
You can eat your leftovers or feed them to your pets. And you can also take your unwanted foods for, like, compost and, like, use it to grow flowers or something.
When we throw away the food, it goes to the landfill, and then it has no air, so it rots, which makes methane, and the methane then causes climate change.
Food waste is the environment by decomposing anaerobically, which is when it decomposes without oxygen, and that produces methane, which is bad for the environment, but it can be sometimes used as fertilizer to grow plants.
You could stop food waste by getting a food bin and putting all the food waste into that bin.
This is Ours to Protect with John Morley. As we mentioned, we're looking at food waste today, and I'm joined in studio now by Rebecca Mooney, who is a Climate Action Officer with Galway County Council. Rebecca, you're very welcome onto the programme today. How big of importance is it on your agenda in terms of food waste in Galway County Council and the Climate Action Office?
Thanks, John. Yeah, well, I suppose first to say that, you know, food waste is a huge problem all over the world, and it's certainly a massive problem in Ireland. On average, the Irish household throws out about 120 kilograms of food per year. And they estimate that about 70% of that was intended to be eaten and just wasn't. And that costs the Irish householder around €700 a year. And it, in terms of climate and my role, it creates 8 to 10% of the GHG emissions that are coming out, are coming from the methane created by food waste in Ireland. So it's a huge issue.
What sort of preventative steps can people take and can households take?
Well, I suppose the biggest and most important thing you can do is plan. You know, we all eat, we all use food for, you know, not just for sustaining ourselves, but also, you know, as a way of celebrating and a way of coming together. And it all needs to be planned out in terms of, you know, your shopping list. Look at what you already have in your fridge, how you can use it up, what's coming, what's approaching its use by date, what's approaching its best before date. And then I suppose there are things like, you know, where you see that you're throwing out a lot of the food at the end of each meal, consider reducing your portion sizes, batch cooking what you have so that you can freeze it up. And then, you know, the fridge and the freezer are two of your strongest tools in combating food waste. If you store your food correctly in the fridge and in the freezer, I know I use my freezer like another shelf in the cupboard. It's like a pause button for your food to stop it declining. So, yeah.
Is there any help that can be given to households or even to yourselves through things like the Climate Action Fund to tackle food waste?
Well, the Climate Action Fund is directed more towards community groups rather than householders. But certainly for community groups, there's a lot that can be achieved through the Climate Action Fund. It's a fund that's run by national government, and this year's fund is closed, but it's expected that a new fund will be announced for September this year. And the last round of funding, the Galway County Council received more than €700,000 to distribute across the county to community groups, and we had huge feedback in it. And food and waste is one of the five themes under the Climate Action Fund. So we were delighted to be able to provide a lot of community groups with a lot of funding, and it's 100% funding for these projects, such as anaerobic digesters out in Bridget's Garden. There was community gardens created all over the county, composting and wormery facilities and rugby clubs and football clubs. There was community fridges and orchards and polytunnels and you name it. There's loads and loads of things that can be achieved through the fund. And as I said, it's 100% funding. So we anticipate that the fund will be announced during the summer and that it will be opened again in September. So we will let you know as soon as we know about it.
And yourselves and Galway County Council are part of a very exciting European project to tackle food waste.
That's right, yeah. The CYBUS project, it's a new interreg European project that Galway County Council are representing Ireland on. We are one of eight EU territories which are targeting various food waste policies. And we're looking at how local actions can support national and European strategies and how we can amend policy to improve the way we're handling our food at the moment.
Is it still very early days in that regard, or what sort of areas are you looking at?
It's very early days, and we're, you know, supporting things like food charters for local communities and that kind of thing. And then we're also looking at larger projects which might be of benefit nationally. These haven't been ironed out yet, but it may be a case that we look at things like the hot school meals that were introduced this year to all schools in the country.
How exciting is it for yourselves, a local authority, to be a part of that European project?
It's really exciting, and this is yesterday we had our third meeting of the stakeholder group, and the enthusiasm in the room from community groups and policymakers is palpable. One thing that was really nice yesterday was at the end of the meeting we had a talk from FoodCloud, who they redistribute surplus food from supermarkets and hospitality, and they redistribute it out to communities. And they also have what they call their food truck, where they take that surplus food and they create something new and delicious and creative out of what would have otherwise been wasted food. And we catered for, I think they catered for 40 to 50 people yesterday on site in the BA Innovative campus in Athenry.
Wow. Yeah. And going forward with that project, what sort of commitment will that be for the local authority?
Well, the local authority is supporting through the BA Innovative Centre to come up with policy that will be of benefit to food waste in Ireland and also in Europe.
Brilliant. Looking elsewhere, the brown bins, I know they're being rolled out and have been being rolled out over the past few months across Galway City and County. How important is it for that to be enacted in terms of meeting our food waste reduction targets?
It's an interesting one, I suppose. We're now at 90% of the population who should have brown bins now have them, following a concerted effort on the rollout of it this year. I mean, only 40% of them are being presented at the curbside. And I suppose there's kind of two ways of looking at that, in that, you know, we're asking people and encouraging the reduction of food waste. So if you're not presenting your bins, maybe it's because your bins aren't being filled. But there's more to the brown bin than food waste. So while you may be composting and you may be reducing the amount of food waste that you're creating so that you're not presenting your brown bin as often, there is still always inevitable waste coming through the brown bin, because it takes more than just waste food that was intended for consumption. It also takes waste food that couldn't be used for consumption, like eggshells, and it also takes things like tea bags and coffee grinds, and, you know, sometimes there are innovative things to do with those things, but a lot of the time they just end up in the brown bin. Kitchen roll and tissues as well as your light garden waste, your grass clipping, your grass and plant clippings and twigs and all of that kind of stuff. So that should all be presented through the brown bin as well. The fear is, I suppose, that the brown bin isn't being presented as much as we would expect, because the brown bin isn't being used appropriately.
Mm. And when it leaves people's houses, where does it go then? Is it for composting, anaerobic digestion, or where do the brown bins go?
Both at the moment, yeah.
And if someone hasn't yet received their brown bin, what should they do?
They should contact the council, for sure, because we're in the process of rolling them out.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Rebecca Mooney, the Climate Action Officer with Galway County Council, thank you for joining us on Galway Talks this
morning.
Pleasure,
thank you.
Finally, let's hear from the pupils of St. Gerald's College.
Food waste is when food that could be eaten is wasted by not getting sold on time, or people just putting it in the bin because they cooked too much of it or they overcooked it.
And why is it a problem?
Food waste can release greenhouse gases which will affect the atmosphere.
And can you tell me ways to reduce food waste?
Make sure that you stick to a shopping list and pre-prepare meals.
And do you think schools specifically would have more food waste than maybe they should?
It depends on how much they cook. So if some people don't buy it, they can end up throwing it out instead of giving it away.
And what things do you do to help reduce food waste?
Buy less food that we don't need to buy and save most of our leftovers and not throw it away if we can still eat it the next day.
I always leave my leftovers in containers, and in home ec, we always make sure to keep food waste away.
And do you know any ways to recycle food waste?
I mean, in my house personally, like when we have like extra food left over that's gone bad, we feed it to the birds because there are a lot of birds in my local area.
I recommend doing something like composting because it's helpful for the environment and it also doesn't allow food to go to waste.
You've been listening to Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Meon with a television licence fee. We'll be back with another episode all about green transport on Thursday the 31st of July.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Meon with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.